I'm running away then.
Yeah, that's cute. Can you turn around for me?
Welcome to the first and only episode of Disney World Struggles. All right, settle down. Anyways, this episode is very special, mostly because this will be the only episode and because it's about struggles. That's right, I'll be telling you all about the time I struggled with convincing my family to take me to Disney World, a kid's dream resort. I know you're probably wondering why I chose to talk about such a silly struggle out of all things, but if you like humor, you'll want to hear this. It all started right after my dad had made lunch for my siblings and I. It was now time to take our daily naps. Yes, my dad made us take naps at the age of 7. We all hated naps, so we decided to stay up. I had suddenly formed a plan to quote-unquote run away to Disney World. All because I didn't want to take any more naps in my lifetime. I informed my sister and cousin, and they foolishly agreed. We had decided to exclude my little brother from this plan because we were mean. I'll let you hear their perspectives.
I'm Kyra's sister, Tanaja. We're the same age. The crazy thing is, she still somehow always persuades me to do stupid stuff. So she basically just comes up to me and our cousin and goes, "Hey, let's run away to Disney World." I'm just like, okay. We had to be about 6 or 7 years old, so we would think of the most ridiculous plans and expect them to execute just the same way we wanted them to.
There's one more person who knew of said failed plan, and his name is Jalen. Jalen is my younger brother, whom we used to leave out of everything we did together. We weren't too fond of him in the past because he was spoiled the most and got the most attention. I know that may be hypocritical coming from me, but I only had about 10 people spoiling me since he was born.
Honestly, I don't even know why I'm being a part of this interview about this dumb plan, because I wasn't even a part of it. The Walmart version of Mean Girls came up to me threatening to keep this a secret. And when I asked if I could join in on a plan, they all share looks between each other. And the answer was no. They wanted me to keep their secret, but I wasn't even allowed to go. Luckily, Carmen bit them in the butt.
As you can see, I was a little too confident in this plan, and I really thought it would work. Boy, was I wrong.
So, Kyra would like me to tell you all about the time when her sister, and her cousin called herself running away to Disney World.
That's my dad. I just want you to know, his mouth is very unfiltered. Let's continue.
I was walking the dogs, and I looked on the side of my house by their bedroom window, and I see clothes, bags, sheets, and blankets just hanging out the window tied together like they was going to climb down the window, like they was some type of spies or some shit. I don't know what they thought they was doing, but you know, so I take the stuff in the house and I show them, you know, that they caught. And, you know, I went to their cousin, Dejanay, because I knew she would tell because she didn't like to get in trouble. So I say, "Dejanay, what the fuck was y'all doing?" She say, "Oh, it was Kyra. It was Kyra. She told us to do it." And so I say, "Okay, so Jalen, what was y'all doing?" He said, I ain't had nothing to do with it. They wouldn't even let me go. They said I couldn't go. So, you know, I made all three of them stand in the corner for like an hour. And needless to say, you know, they never tried nothing like that again.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking clearly, obviously. Fast forward into how I overcame this challenge. It was really tough. I kept bugging many of my family members to take me to Disney World, but they weren't budging. I decided that I was going to get my act together so that someone would take me, and that is exactly what I did. About a year later, my granny / sugar had asked me if I still wanted to go, and I was like, duh. She must have noticed my good behavior.
sugar. I know it's kind of late, but I was wondering if you could tell me what made you take me to Disney World after I tried to run away there.
Well, Mitchell, you got your act together. You used to be so bad and hard-headed, but then you started being good. I had the money to take you, and your birthday was coming up, so I made that decision. You deserved it.
I'm going to stop the call right there because we got off topic and had a normal grandmother-granddaughter talk. Well, there you have it. That's how I overcame my challenge. I know that just because you learn to behave doesn't mean you'll always get what you want, but it could happen. I'm living proof. My granny spoiled me a lot, so it pained me when she told me I needed to get my act together. That being said, I'm very lucky. Moral of the story is, failure can lead to succeeding no matter how small we're talking. It was really hard for me to be good because I just didn't have it in me. I was so used to getting into trouble, but now I'm a changed person.
Stop lying to these people, little girl. You know you still get in trouble. Only thing changed is you got older and the trouble got bigger.
All right, Dad. That's enough. Anyways, guys, until Neverland, Disney World!
Wait, I wasn't in here? You saying I'm not an important factor in your life?
No, TJ. This story just doesn't have anything to do with you.
I didn't want to be in your crusty little story anyways.
Y'all see what I go through? Maybe I should have written the story of how I deal with my annoying best friend every day. Bye, guys! And now, a word from my fellow friend.
I'm going to Disney World October 3rd, so if you want to come on down, come on down.